puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, I'm pleased to say Gordon Goldsborough is back for another episode of Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon's with the Manitoba Historical Society. Now, Gordon, good morning, first of all.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, last week you mentioned that today's episode was going to be about a leap of faith. What's that about?
Well, a leap anyway. I'm referring to a buffalo jump.
And what's a buffalo jump?
Well, it's a spot where indigenous people would stampede buffalo, or bison as they're more correctly called, off a cliff as a way of being able to capture them and, of course, use them for their various purposes.
And I've heard of head smashed in buffalo jump, which is, I guess, a national park.
In Alberta,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this one, where is it in Manitoba?
It's in southwestern Manitoba. It's just a little north of the town of Cartwright, Manitoba.
And what kind of land formation is it that makes it a buffalo jump?
Well, of course, what do you need to have a buffalo jump is a place where there can be, you know, a cliff where the animals can be driven over at the edge. And there's a landform called the Badger Creek. It's a small creek, but it was quite deep. It eroded a very deep channel. And so there are steep walls. And so the indigenous people would simply herd the animals to the cliffs, stampede them over the edge, and they would, of course, fall to their deaths, and then they could process them.
So what is there that remains on this site at Badger Creek?
Well, we're talking about not history, but in fact prehistory. We're going back now about 2,000 years. So there isn't very much evidence on the landscape other than just the appearance of the jump itself. I mean, there are things that would denote it to a person who knew what to look for. There are sort of the features of the wall itself that would be where they'd stampede them. There's also apparently some rocks that they would have used to sort of guide the bison towards the cliff. But I guess the only real definitive evidence comes from the archaeological record.
So are there bones there?
There are bones, apparently. There are tools, especially. They knew, based on archaeological excavations that occurred in the area back in the 1960s and the 1970s, they found evidence of campsites, places where people would have processed the bison. And it was a culture that at that time was apparently renowned for two things. One, that they were very adept at bison hunting. They were very good bison hunters. And that's, I guess, because bison are a very difficult animal to hunt. I mean, they're a huge animal. They're a big animal. The big ones can be apparently over 2,000 pounds, you know, and if you don't have the benefit of modern weaponry, if you don't have the benefit of a horse, you know, you're really taking your life in your hands by trying to take on one of these animals. Well, this culture, it was called the Bessant culture, was apparently quite adept at hunting bison, of course, without the benefit of modern guns and horses. But they're also known for another thing, too, which I find quite interesting. They were renowned for their skill at making ceramic pottery. And that's interesting and historically significant because it's evidence that there was actually agriculture going on here long before the European settlers arrived. People often say, oh, farming came when the Europeans arrived. Well, that's not true. Aboriginal people here were farming long before that. And the Bessant culture of this area shows that.
So what remains at this site now?
Just to say archaeological remains. They dig, they find the remains of bones, they find tools, projectile points and those and so on that they would have evidence from this. It was the same, anywhere from about 2,000 years ago till around about 1,200 years ago.
Is this site a protected site?
No, it's not. In fact, there are on this little Badger Creek on the east side. There's actually a series of homes that have been built with the spectacular view of this valley. On the west side, though, there is a sort of a public area, and this is how people can actually go and see it if they wish. If they go to Cartwright and then just drive north, it's only just a couple of miles north of Cartwright, and there's a trail you can follow. There's good signage. You can follow the signs to the edge of the valley. And there's a nice interpretive sign. It sort of points out this is where the jump was. Because, of course, the reality today is now this is, you know, almost 2,000 years later. There's not a lot, if you don't have the benefit of sort of interpretation, to see. And one of the things that's most notable, I think, is the abundance of trees there today. Of course, back when the bison were being stampeded, it was a fairly open plain. And in fact, that's the reason they would have used it, because there was nothing to sort of impede the flow of the bison. But that's only because at that time, prairie fires were fairly common. And the prairies up until the time the Europeans arrived were frequently burned, and that meant that trees didn't often get to the maturity. Whereas today, of course, we've had a culture of suppression of fires for at least 100 years, with the result that the trees have just grown all over the place. And so when you get there, what you see is a dense forest, and you think, how they possibly could have stampeded bison over the edge of this cliff, I don't know. Well, the reality is the trees are concealing most of it now, but those you have to sort of mentally in your mind sort of blank those trees out because they wouldn't have been there when they were using this site.
You referred to head smashed in buffalo jump in Alberta. Is there a name that locals give to this site?
Yes, they call it the Claybanks Buffalo Jump, mainly because the soil in the area is predominantly clay and shale, just by virtue of the sort of the geological history of this area. And in fact, the exposure of this clay or this shale deposit is a fairly common thing in this region. One of the municipalities, in fact, in this area has been mining the clay for quite a few years to do the roads, to gravel the roads with the shale. And then, of course, another use has been for the over the years is making bricks. You know, we've talked in this show about
yes.
bricks before. This is an area where they made a lot of bricks too. So these clay banks are where you often get the material for this sort of stuff.
This sounds like a fascinating site.
Well, and people often get the impression that there weren't any buffalo jumps here in Manitoba. But in reality, this Bezant culture, say, was renowned for its skill. There were apparently quite a few jump sites in southern Manitoba.
Wow. And so what are you going to be telling us about next week?
Well, I'll say this. It's a site where bootleggers went to church.
Oh, did they go to church? Well, we'll find out next week. Gordon, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, Terry.
Bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.